In Kisumu, Raila Odinga's stronghold, his supporters wait to find out if he will be Kenya's next president. Tuesday's election was the fifth time Odinga ran for the top job, and this time, the veteran opposition leader has the backing of outgoing leader Uhuru Kenyatta. Here in Western Kenya, his supporters seem confident.
What I know in this election, if something is wrong, we will go to court. Yeah, I know that we will go to court. Because I'm very sure my president is going to win.
Nairobians! Yeah. Wait for us! Yeah. Kisumu is coming! Yeah. Kisumu is coming! Yeah. I'm done!
The people of Kenya!
Odinga's main rival, Deputy President William Ruto, is also confident of winning. He portrays himself as a champion of the poor, a man who rose from humble beginnings.
Many Kenyans want change. That means transformation of their lives. And whether Ruto will be that kind of a person, if he at all he wins the elections, is time that will tell.
Despite some logistical and technical challenges, Tuesday's polls were largely peaceful, but turnout was lower than some previous elections. Kenya has a history of election violence, with rival politicians refusing to accept the results and accusations of fraud.
Although some Kenyans might have voted along tribal lines, for most people here, the economy was the big issue. They want the next leader to address the high cost of living, unemployment, and corruption.
The final result from the Electoral Commission is expected in days. The winning candidate must get 50% plus one vote. Otherwise, there will be a runoff. Haruma Tasa, Al Jazeera, Kisumu, Kenya.